Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
By a tradition, the National Jazz Meeting in Ruse takes place at the end of November. It is the oldest jazz festival in the country, founded by the legendary saxophone and clarinet player Petr Petrov, known as Percheto, 1932-2013, who continued as its chief organizer until the end of his life. There are several international jazz forums in Bulgaria now, but my main objective has always been to support Bulgarian performers and to give the young the opportunity they need, he would say. The event's 39th edition kicked off with a pre-festival night, a patchwork program entitled Jazz School. Several different formations took part, whose members are students or graduates of the Professor Veselin Stoyanov National Art School in the city. They included young musicians who have already made a name for themselves on the Bulgarian jazz scene. Audiences were impressed by the performance of the young guitarists Isak Enchev and Asen Stanchev, who played in trio with pianist Nikolai Dimitrov. They performed their own pieces and arrangements. Right after the festival in his hometown, 13-year-old Nikolai left for New York. The young pianist won two awards in the American Protégé online contest. This enabled him to perform twice in Carnegie Hall, where the award ceremony will take place. Ilko Petrov Percussion is a veteran of the stage in Russe. He took part in the very first jazz meeting. Ilko has been living in Germany for years, but never misses a festival. What are his impressions of the first festival night?
Много силно впечатление направи групата на Антони Дончев. Много силно впечатление. И оригинална авторска музика първо и наистина много, много силно.
I was really impressed by Antony Dončev and his wonderful music. His selection of instrumentalists for his theatre band is excellent. Of course, the performances by Vasil Petrov and Angel Zaborsky Trio were also very good and were very much appreciated by the audience, which gave them a standing ovation. The formation of Vensi Blagoev trumpet featuring Boris Petrov saxophone, which opened the programme, was a really pleasant surprise. The two renowned jazz musicians played with some very young colleagues, brand new names in jazz. Taking a look back to the beginning, I see how things have changed, especially when it comes to education. Let me say that the National Music Academy Pop and Jazz Department has done a great deal for young musicians, Ilko Petrov says.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear, and I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I travel each and every highway more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, there was doubt. I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, but I stood tall.
On the second night, pianist Tony Zlatanov presented his Golden Project, which features Martin Tashev, trumpet, Dimitar Lyolev, saxophone, Dimitar Karamfilov, double bass, and Emil Pekhlivanov, percussion. Though there is one more member who carries just as much weight, artist Doncho Donchev, who paints on stage with the camera following every stroke of his brush.
Това фестивал е много хубав и ние сме много щастливи, много сме благодарени. И като цяло просто никой от нас не очакваше толкова много хубаво посрещане, всичко беше страхотно.
This is a very good festival. We are happy to have been invited to play here, says Tony Zlatanov. Everything is organized so well, and this enabled us to perform to the best of our abilities. A few years ago, we founded a trio which quickly grew to a quintet. And we met the artist quite by chance. We played at the opening of one of his exhibitions. We quickly found a common language and decided to continue together. One of the festival's most successful events was the concert of the Marius Tanchev Trio. Their project, Autumn Leaves in Sofia, merited a long ovation. Here now is the festival's director, Boris Petrov, son of the man who founded it, who is eager to continue to promote his ideas.
Поредно силно издание с невероятни музиканти. Самия факт, че Марио Станчев е стигнал до професор в френската.
This has been one more top-notch edition. We heard incredible musicians perform. On the last night, we had two professors on stage, Христо Йоцов and Марио Станчев. Mario has carved a successful career for himself in France. The fact that he founded a jazz department at the Conservatoire of Lyon speaks for itself. I would like to make mention of the anniversaries of two jazz singers we marked here in Russe, Vasil Petrov's 50th jubilee and Camelia Todorova, who turned 60 in 2014. I would like to thank Russe Municipality, which has invariably been giving its support to the festival throughout these 39 years. We have also been helped by many of our friends. I would especially like to thank the Ministry of Culture, which had not been granting any money for the event, but did so this time. We are now looking ahead to the 40th edition, and we hope it will be even better. The Culture Club in Russe, as well as the foundation named after my father, have been investing a great deal of effort to this aim. We are continuing the tradition and have been following the trail left by him to support Bulgarian jazz musicians, Boris Petrov says in conclusion.
Thank you.
In our music slot today, we brought you the 39th edition of the National Jazz Meeting, Russe 2014.
Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also, you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.